Hello and welcome to Kochwerke, and this is another informative video, and this one is all about setting your metal tone, especially when playing live. Not a lot of this really relates to recording, but it definitely relates to playing live, especially in shittier smaller venues. If you're lucky enough to have one big ass sound engineer behind you and you're playing big venues, please ignore this. This is for you working gigging guys out there. So the reason of this video is basically to try and discourage scooping limits too much, and the high gain settings that people tend to use. Really high gain creates a lot of fuzz, fills up the signal, and at the same time you're scooping the mids and you lose a lot of the information that is contained within the kind of mid frequency range. So what you tend to do then is you're actually tending to lose heaviness rather than gain heaviness. Now, it might sound absolutely wonderful and brilliant while recording or while you're practicing or in your bedroom, but in a live environment, you need to make sure that the leads, bits, the heavy tones actually carry through. So it is a good idea to actually watch out with what you're doing, making sure that you don't lose too much of this sort of information. So, except for trying to go and into a club and actually trying to recreate the situation, we are going to actually try and recreate the environment in the door. We've got a drum track, we've got a left and right rhythm track, we've got a lead track, and we've got a bass track. The levels are all set kind of like the way they should be, but there's not a lot of pre or post production done to them. They're really just a heavy kind of marshally kind of gain with the mid scooped, and it actually sounds okay as it is now because we are in a fairly controlled environment. When we take the sound out into the club, though, there is a lot less control, so we don't know if we're going to have bass build up, standing waves, we don't know if there's too much reverb in the room, if the people are going to be noisy, and the air conditioning's running, and you name it. Now, fair enough, it might be loud, but we want to make sure that the tone isn't just loud, it's also clear. So this is not about the level of the tone or the guitars, this is more about the clarity of the guitars, and can you distinguish between them, and how much information is still left in the signal, and especially in what you're hearing. So I'm quickly going to play this wee piece so we can hear in its basic form. So as you can hear, the heavy is left and right, the lead part bass, and some kind of double bass drum. That's about it. So what tends to happen in a pub is this, bar, smaller club, is that usually the walls are kind of flat, so you probably have a lot of bass build up and a lot of reverb kind of build up. So these are the two main things that I can effectively reproduce in the door. The guitar sounds here are controlled by amplitude, so we can also go back into the amps and actually start changing some of the amp settings. So we're going to play this as it is now, and as you can hear most of the sounds quite with some definition. We now introduce some reverb, and already we're starting to use detail. We start building up some bass, and we can pretty much say bye bye to the detail of the tone. However, if we can now go back into our amps and illustrate the next point, which is let's turn the distortion down just a tad, the gain down. Bring the mids back up. These are the rhythm guitars. And see, we can actually get some definition back without touching a lot of actual levels of the different tracks. Now, this is the lead part, and you can actually hear it coming back. And that is exactly what we're after. So we don't have control over some of the factors, but we do have control over some of the mid-range. And these are the kind of things that actually the band can take control over. We don't need the sound guy to do this for us. We can actually, keep some of the mids and reduce a wee bit of the gain. Like I said again, the distortion and gain settings, although they sound great, they have a tendency to add a lot of noise and fuzz at the high ends, which pretty much just folds up the spectrum. Combined with that, you are scooping the mid, so you are then taking some of the mid detail out, and suddenly your signal disappears. So I'm going to stop this for now. So I hope this video illustrates how you don't have to go overboard with your gains, with scooping your mids and still achieving a really heavy sound, and how this can actually be detrimental to the sound that you're after, and no good for it. Now, it's a different thing in a recording studio with an engineer who knows what he's doing and everything is controlled. Scooping the mids is probably not such a bad thing, because the engineer will make sure that everything is right, and he'll probably bring it back in the door and do all sorts of funny business and make it work within the mix. But live environments are quite different. I mean, we all know that one day you play in a pub, the next in a shitty club, and the different place, the sound engineers are shit, the one's good, the one's bad, the one's a fucking pain in the ass. So the only way you can control this a wee bit is by actually making sure your settings are good. Roll down the gain a wee bit, bring back some of your mids after you've gotten the tone that you want, just enough to cut back into the mix. Another thing that you can do is between the band, a good idea is to actually understand what the roles are. So the kind of sound the rhythm is supposed to have, the kind of sound that the lead and the rhythm is supposed to have, the kind of sound that the bass is supposed to have, so that these sounds actually complement one another and not compete with one another when you are playing live. Possibly when you're playing live, get a friend who knows the band well, who understands what sound you're after, to maybe stay in the crowd or on the floor where the majority of sound's going to be, you know, where the audience will be, and let him guide maybe how much you should be tweaking your mids and your gains to still have a good sound yet cut through the mix. I think these are pretty obvious things. It's just about actually remembering them when you're there and not getting flustered by the amount of time that you have to set up, or not feeling confident enough to talk to the sound guy and say do this, that and the other, or taking your time to set a couple of things. The other most important thing is that it's too easy to go for the norms, you know. Oh, it's a heavy metal sound, I've got to scoop my mids. You don't have to. I mean, you know, get the sound that you want. Make sure it sounds good. Use your ears. Ask other people. That's the best way to get the sound. So that's all from Krachwerker today. Don't always scoop your mids too much. And you don't need full gain for a heavy, heavy, heavy sound. Cheers.